I didn't hide the truth. I got in the music business, wrote some hits, recorded some albums, but all along I always had another career.
Chip Taylor's done a lot of writing in his life, but usually puts words to music. Now, he shared the story of that life in a memoir, letting us into the Voigt family home, the backstage scene, and the racetrack. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. You may know Chip Taylor as the brother of John Voigt, the uncle of Angelina Jolie, or a one-time musical partner of Carrie Rodriguez. And if you didn't know any of those details, Chip's autobiography, Songs from a Dutch Tour, will get you caught up. But the Yonkers, New York native also reveals that he has a talent and addiction for gambling and became almost as successful betting on horses as he did in songwriting. No small feat considering Taylor's catalog features two landmark songs, Wild Thing and Angel of the Morning. The book is proof enough of Chip's gift for storytelling, but host Claudia Marshall gave him the chance to tell a few tales live at FUV.
I'm a stream of consciousness writer. The way I write and the way I've always written is I never think about what I'm going to write about. I should say never. I'm sure at times I've said, okay, that'd be a nice thing to mention or something like that. But pretty much my whole thing would be I'd pick up a guitar and I would strum chords and hum nonsense things to me. You would not want to be there when I was humming nonsense things because of the silliest things. And a lot of times it's just sounds. So an example would be is the day that I wrote Angel of the Morning, I had a feeling that I was so angry about the ballads that were out at the time. I couldn't stand them. They had no passion to them. You know, listening to a country song from the 50s, you know, a bluegrass ballad would give you, a much more of a feeling than any of the pop things that were coming out my day. I hated them, and I was angry at them. So I wanted to write something with some passion. And I was just I was playing these chords like this, and then all of a sudden, after about 25 minutes, I said these words, and again I had no idea what I was thinking about. I went, "There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart." And I said that came out, and I went, "What?" And I would say within 10 or 15 minutes, aside from a word or two change, the entire song.
Just call me Angel of the Morning. Angel, just touch my cheek before you leave me. Baby, just call me Angel of the Morning. Angel. Slowly turn away.
A producer called me up. He was a writer himself, Jerry Granahan, and he asked me if I'd write a song or if I had a song for a group he was producing, Jordan Christopher and the Wild Ones. And I said I'd try to write one that afternoon, and I started fooling around with this one. And so I owe a lot to Jerry, even though the Troggs had the big hit with it. And the Troggs record was amazing, and Jimmy's record was amazing.
That would be Jimi Hendrix, in case you
and But the way this was written, I started fooling around with this chorus, and again, like Angel of the Morning, I really didn't have anything. I was just going, and this felt good to me. And the way I played this drum, which everybody seems to want to play now, all the young kids learn how to. If you watch my hands, they're doing this dumb thing. It's almost like a drum. It's because I wasn't taught how to play the guitar. So, my hands just did different things, And see all those little in-between beats. So I started doing that, and that felt great to me. And I started singing this little dumb little thing. Session was coming up, and I didn't know whether to record a country song that I had written or put this one down, and I figured I knew the country song backwards and forwards, and I'd record this thing, and even though it wasn't written, I'd let whatever happened, whatever felt good to me, come out and see if something worked. At least I'd remember what I had, and actually what came out was exactly what it ended up hearing. And all the stop things were done. Had a little bit of the stop thing. I knew I was going to do it, but when I got to the studio, it came out that way. And you'll see, I'm just sitting there thinking, what the hell am I going to say? And I don't say much.
Wild Thing.
There's Wild Thing from the man who wrote it, Chip Taylor. Hear the complete performance and interview and more at WFUV.org.